Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest shit to happen in running this week. This week's stories include Barkley fashion, marijuana use in ultras, and the 24-hour world team revealed. This week's gonna be a doozy, so let's get after it. Let's kick things off on a lighthearted note. UR Madness wrapped up this past weekend. Last time we revealed the Elite Eight, but in our absence, the champ has already been crowned. We'll back up a bit before announcing the winner, but of course, if you've been following Twitter, you already know. Jen Benna faced off against Tim Tollefson in the final four round, and on the other side of the bracket, it was Clint Likes Beer versus Bisp So Hot. The Arch blew the conch on March 28th, and the athletes were off and tweeting. Tim rolled past Jen Benna after not much of a fight, and it was Clint Likes Beer ahead of Bisp So Hot who limped out of the tourney. In the championship matchup, Clint Likes Beer was relentless with his GIF game and photoshopped images of Tim. It was just no match for Tim, and Clint will be scooping up the coveted WS sweatpants from his rival in the coming days. Enjoy. Thanks to the Blow Up Arch for coordinating this year's tourney, and that's officially a wrap. Speaking of anonymous Twitter accounts, Barkley-themed accounts have continued to multiply over the weekend, and I'm now asking myself if some, well, one in particular has gone too far. Beard of Gary, it's officially time to stop. This account popped up over the long Barkley weekend as Canadian Gary Robbins tackled the infamously tough race. Accounts of this nature are not new in the sport, with Rob Carr's beard and Timmy Olsen's hair popping up several years back, but they were all fairly benign. Beard of Gary has been on the offense, arguing with Gary's wife Linda on Twitter and answering reporters in lieu of Gary's official handle. Time to take a trim, Gary. Speaking of Barkley, I think you already know the outcome, but did you get a handle on that spring 2017 ultra fashion? John Kelly became the 15th finisher while sporting an orange prison beanie and ripped grocery bag he secured while climbing Ratjaw on Loop 5. We didn't expect things to progress to this level after the 2016 crop top wars, but we love it. Okay, so another man finishes the Barkley. Where are the women at? Some real badasses started this year, with none getting even the fun run done. What's it gonna take for a woman to get this one finished? Laz has been quoted in the past saying that it's just not possible for a woman to finish the Barkley. So viewers, what say you? Can we please get Megan Hicks to make a legit attempt? We know that Nolan's 14 is tough. No worries, the Barkley will keep getting tougher with another finisher this year. Matt Mahoney's website now lists the 100-mile race having 67,000 feet of climb. Okay, Laz, I raise you 70K for next year. I'm coming for five. We've now got some correspondence from the Beast Coast, courtesy of The Jizz.
Hey, Outhouse Nation, this is The Jizz from the Beast Coast. What a weekend here in the Beast Coast it was. Barkley with John Kelly and Gary Robbins, just amazing. Absolutely gutted by that dramatic finish from Gary. And great stuff down there at Frozen Head. And then where I was up in the Georgia Highlands at the Georgia Death Race, the fourth set of golden tickets were handed out to Avery Collins and Kyle Boykin and Jackie Merritt and Alondra Moody. And I know that viewers would be disappointed to know that I narrowly missed my shot at a golden ticket by just 4 hours. So got one more chance at it at Sonoma. Reporting here from Amacocacola State Park in the Beast Coast, it's The Jizz.
Thanks for that, Jizzle Wizzle. The fourth ultra golden ticket race for Western States took place this past weekend at the 70 plus mile Georgia Death Race. Although she won, Eliza LaPierre declined the 100 mile slot, so it rolled down to third place finisher Alondra Moody. Jackie Merritt, who placed second, did accept and will be towing the line at the Big Dance in June. For the men, it was Avery Collins and Kyle Boykina, with Bob Shebest again missing the ticket slot by placing third. A bit of controversy is brewing over Avery's promotion and use of cannabis in his training. He is sponsored by a couple of companies who make medicinal and edible products derived from marijuana. The fight took to Twitter and Facebook after Dave Mackey accused Avery of using a performance-enhancing drug and taking Bob's spot. Clearly, this is a sensitive subject, and I'm sure will be debated hotly in the coming weeks, months, and maybe even years. While marijuana is currently on the WADA banned substance list, it is only banned for in-competition use. So if you were tested immediately after a race and it showed up in your system, you could face sanctions. Avery was reportedly tested for this after his win last summer at the Euro 100 and was clean via publicly released drug test reports. So we are assuming he detoxed in the weeks leading up to the race. Western States has a very strict policy on PED usage and banned substances on the WADA list. Question is, will they actually test someone like Avery for this on race weekend? How about the other athletes that might also be using marijuana ahead of the race, or even during, that might show up on a drug test? He surely isn't the only ultra runner out there. The stakes are high as Western States has a zero tolerance policy and will not hesitate to issue lifetime bans for violations of the rule or not submitting to a drug test. We'll be following as this story develops. The 24-hour team going to the World Champs in Ireland this summer was announced after this past weekend's Last Chance qualifier race, taking place at the Run for Water 24 in Lebanon, Tennessee. The race was full of much drama as the Barkley, with Bob Hearn crumbling and falling just short of making the team and running a breakout performance of over 152 miles. He missed the team by 0.03 miles, but is the first American over 50 to eclipse the 150-mile barrier in 24 hours. Those making the team for the men include Transcon record holder Pete Kostelnik, Harvey Lewis, Olivier LeBlond, who won Umstead this weekend, John Olsen, who qualified at the Run for Water, Rich Riopel, who narrowly held onto his spot, and Steve Slaby, who just qualified. For the women, it's likely an even stronger team with Katalin Nagy, Tracy Falbo, new American record holder at 24 hours Courtney DeWalter, Pam Smith, Jennifer Hoffman, and 100-mile world record holder Gina Slaby. The Slabies will be the first husband-wife duo to make the national team, as far as we know. The next golden ticket race is taking place this weekend at the Gorge Waterfall 100K, where Jim Walmsley will have his shot at a Western States bib. Choosing to put all his chips in this one qualifier basket will determine his summer fate. Stay tuned. We know Olav Olsen from Sweden will be watching as he continues to taunt Walmsley and the Coconino Cowboys on social media.
How's the heat training going, Walmsley? Coconinos, coming for you.
That's all we have time for this week, folks. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share, or if you have thoughts on marijuana use during ultras, tweet us at Mountain Outpost. Have a sh- week.